Hey friends, I'm Naomi, and I'm glad to have you here listening to A Creative Purpose. This space is here to encourage and support creatives bring their ideas to life. I believe we each have our own brilliance to share with the world, and when we lean into that, we have opportunities to live an adventurous life. I have some great conversations with other creatives where they share their journey and the lessons learned along the way. I'll also share my story and what I've learned and am learning on this beautiful, sometimes difficult road to living a life I love. I just want to welcome Carolina, and she is a human design guide. And this is something that I have heard about, but I haven't dove that much into it. So I'm excited to hear more about what you do and what it is, and also how you got into this. So welcome. And can you just let us know where you're at and a little bit about yourself?
Of course. So my name is Carolina Wikstrom. As you mentioned, I'm a human design guide. Human design is, in essence, a way for us to understand how our energy moves within us and how we are meant to express it as we interact with the world around us. It is incredibly detailed, and it really allows us to understand ourselves on a deep level. It will tell you things that you not always knew about yourself, but didn't feel like you were allowed to really own them. Because for whatever reason, you were told growing up, or friends, family, that you were too this, too little this, you needed to be more like this. Why can't you be more that? And so human design is essentially the ultimate permission slip to be exactly who you are.
Nice. And how did you get into this? Like, what was your journey to this point?
For sure. So I moved to London. I am currently living in London. We moved to London about 3.5 years ago. And at the time, I had a 3-month-old baby. So I was transitioning into motherhood as I was trying to settle in a new continent. We moved from New York. So it was a challenging period in my time. And I felt really disconnected with my true self. I felt like I couldn't, like it wasn't me anymore. And then somehow I came across human design, and I always say that human design found me, because I honestly cannot remember how I came across it. But I immediately became fascinated with it because it really resonated at the time. And I started to read every book, listen to every podcast. And soon after, I enrolled into my first reader training program. And that was 3 years ago. So ever since, I've continued to dive deeper and learn more and put into practice. I use human design in my daily life. I use human design with my kids, because I'm trying to raise them in a way that honors their true authentic selves. It's helped me find more harmony in my relationship with my husband. And now I have a business that allows me to help people find connection, be in alignment with their purpose, find more harmony in their lives, in career, business, relationships. So it's really been an incredible journey, and I'm very grateful.
Nice. Today. Yeah, that's cool. So how, so does the chart kind of guide you? Because I'm a life purpose coach, and so I'm always curious, like, how people maybe discover, uncover, get to the point of knowing their purpose, because I know that can look different for different people. Mm-hmm. So how does that work in human design, aligning with your purpose?
So in human design, we have something that's called the incarnation cross, and it is the 4 most powerful energies on your chart, and the combination of those 4 create the incarnation cross. Now, the idea behind the incarnation cross is not like, this is your purpose, you were born to be a chemical engineer. Like, that's not a thing. What it is These are the four most powerful energies that you have at your service. And when you use them, you kind of like find yourself living your purpose kind of like as a byproduct of leaning into your design. I'll give you an example because I know that sounds very poppy and difficult to understand. My incarnation cross is something called the bezel of love, right angle cross bezel. That means that I am here to provide guidance and to provide direction to other people. Now, as you can imagine, that can be accomplished in several different ways. I could be a therapist, I could be a healer of some sort, I could be, but the thing that really excites me, the thing that really makes me light up is human design. So I can use human design to serve others in that regard, and I am as a result, like as I mentioned, as a byproduct, living in my purpose.
That's so cool.
Hope that helped clarify.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. Because like, I know before this we kind of quickly looked at mine, and so I am curious, like, what that would look like what aligns, because I love any test I can take, any like assessment to find out more about myself and how I function, how I think, how I process. And so that's why I was curious about it when I heard other people talking about it, because I was like, if it can give more insight to the way I process life, I'm always looking for that. And so have you found that, like, what have you found the most beneficial with working with human design in your life?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't even tell you where to start. I think for me as a person, Carolina, it has given me like the ultimate, I don't know, it has allowed me to really lean into my authentic self and really own certain traits and things that I feel a little iffy about. I'll give you a couple of examples. So for example, I have something in my profile that is like, my profile is a 1-3. So the one line in my profile means that I am someone who's going to be diving really deep into any subject and topic that that grabs my attention. So going back to when I was in school, I was the geeky nerd and I was bullied for it. And so that kind of like became kind of like a shadow aspect of myself, that something I kind of needed to hide, or like something to like kind of like to like shy away from. But knowing that that's how I am supposed to operate and how I am intended to gather information and serve others, completely flipped it on its head. So that's just an example of like the multiple different ways in which I've been able to like really step into who I am. Another thing, I'm someone who's designed to be in the flow. I'm not someone who's designed to like follow a strict routine. And that was so relieving. Like I felt like a weight lifted off my shoulders, because it really feels like everyone and their mom is telling you that you need to have like these really complicated 40 steps routine in the morning if you want to be successful. And there was no way I was going to be able to stick to that. But knowing that I'm actually meant to like go with the flow and like follow whatever is calling to me on the day, not only has allowed me to like have like a more peaceful life, but it actually makes me more efficient. So it's just, like you said, million ways. In my relationship, like understanding the dynamic between my husband and I when it comes to or different emotional patterns and the way our energies interact with each other have been useful. With my kids, knowing the different aspects of their design and the ways in which they will be different. And also the ways in which we, like me as a mom, have an impact on them, because no one lives like in complete isolation. I know we just had COVID, but the reality is we are all here to experience the other. So just by being in someone else's presence, we feel their energy, and that energy affects us, and our energy is affecting them. So that dynamic is important to understand when it comes to parenthood. I mean, career, like, what are the gifts that I, like, the special things that I have to bring to the table that make me unique, that make me stand out from the crowd? How I can more efficiently communicate with my community? How can I, I can go on.
Yeah, that's cool. Because I find, like, getting the information is one thing, and then applying it is another. So looking at the chart, there was a lot on there to learn about. So, like, how long do you think it would be for somebody to really, like, get a reading and then really start to implement? Do you recommend, like, one or two things, or is it just a process of taking it in and then going to a deeper level? Like, what does that process look like?
So I'm a believer that the process looks a little different for everyone, because we're all different.
Yeah.
And we all absorb and integrate information and experiences in different ways. In my experience, though, I recommend starting with a reading so that you understand not only the different elements, but how the different elements of your chart play with each other. Because there is a lot of information out there. You can easily Google every single element of your chart, but you will have a much harder time trying to understand how those elements support one another, how they interact with each other, or kind of like how there may be some conflict, some tension in there that you may need some help and support with. So that's why I recommend the reading, because we're all just more than the sum of our parts. So that's where I would start. Then I would start putting into practice what we call strategy and authority. Just kind of like, anyone who has had a human design reading will be told, okay, you need to follow your strategy and authority. And it's different for everyone. So it really depends on your energy type and your authority as to what is the best way for you to make decisions and how it is that you're, in general, supports to interact with the universe. And then we say human design strategy and authority is about 80% of the formula. Because once you start following those two things, everything kind of like starts to fall into place.
Okay.
And then you will feel called to, like, dive deeper and then learn more about your specific gates and channels, which are essentially your talents and gifts and the things that are special and unique about you. And also it started the conditioning process, which is kind of like those areas, the lessons that we were born to learn about. There's a lot to cover, but a good initial reading will kind of like pave the way forward.
Yeah. So do you find it hard? Or, like, I don't know, when I, like, find something new that I find so insightful and, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, it just revealed something else to me. And then I want everybody else to do it. Just so I have the information from them too. And like you said, like, it helps with relationships. And if I have more information on them, then I can maybe communicate with them better. So what do you think is, like, the biggest resistance to human design? Do you see any, or I don't know.
I think as a collective, we're shifting. So this type of practice is a lot more accepted. But my husband was very skeptical at first. And I mean, it is, human design is a system, it's a combination of four different philosophies, astrology, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, Tree of Life, and the chakra system. So it combines it all into one system that kind of like encompasses all of it. So for someone with like a very, I don't know, traditional upbringing or a very logical mind, like it may not make a lot of sense. So, I mean, there may be resistance there, but at the end of the day, my job is not to convince people.
Yeah.
I work with those who feel called to it and like who this resonates with, and the rest of it, I mean, this is what it is. Everyone's welcome to have their own opinions and experience life in their own way.
Yeah. So where did this come from? Was it like, how old is this kind of this charting, and like, how did it all come together?
So Raul, who is the person who initially kind of like channeled this system, and that sounds so crazy to say, I'll be honest, but the more I study this system, I'm like, there is no way this was not channeled, because the way it all comes together, it's mind-blowing. The way it all, like, it's so many layers and so many different aspects, and how it all is like a very layered, nuanced thing, and it all kind of like just comes together in such a beautiful way that I find like I have a hard time believing that someone created this and it wasn't channeled.
Yeah, that's cool. Is there anything else that you think people should know about human design before we get started on my reading? Because I'm really curious.
So, I mean, if this calls to you, you can easily create your chart on mybodygraph.com. And if you want to learn more, you can always find me on Instagram. I am Carolina Wikstrom. I am Carolina Wikstrom on Instagram. So you can come find me and ask questions.
That's awesome. Cool.
So should we...
Yeah.
We're just going to cover yours.
Just a basic, I think, would be good.
Yeah. So I'm going to cover the basic elements of your chart.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get into like the super detailed things, because not everyone's obviously going to be able to resonate with that.
Right.
So I have your chart here, and you are an emotional manifesting generator with a 6-2 profile. So let's break that down. Manifesting generator is your energy type. It's the main way in which you are meant to interact with the world around you. As a manifesting generator, you will see below as your strategy, it is to respond. To respond to anything the universe presents to you. And that response comes from sacral in a way that either feels really exciting, really is something that lights you up, or it will be something that you completely reject, and how you get like this big sense from your gut that is a no. There are, to back that up a little bit, there are 5 different energy types. So we have manifesting generators, manifestors, projectors, and reflectors. And each one of those energy types has a specific function, specific way in which they are here to help the collective. It's, at the end of the day, the idea is that we are all unique and special. And when we bring or give our talents to the table to serve the others, then everyone benefits.
Yeah, I love that.
So the manifesting generator is kind of like it's a combination of 2 energy types, the manifestor and the generator. It's kind of like a hybrid there. And then that means you have like the very quick ability to initiate things, to take action. And you have the ability to respond and have what we call consistent access to energy to get those things done. So a manifesting generator is usually multi-passionate. They usually have multiple things that calls them different, I don't know, to be someone that is into running and music and have multiple businesses on the side and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They are very efficient with their time. They're very quick. They are very... they're very agile. The thing to keep in mind is that sometimes they are trying to be very quick, very efficient, and they skip steps, and so they may make mistakes. So my husband, for example, is a manifesting generator, and once we were in Tokyo, and he took us to the wrong airport. Tickets. So that's the type of thing that a manifesting generator may experience. Or we show up to the restaurant and we don't have a reservation because he made it for next week, this week, that type of thing. So for manifesting generators, a couple of pieces of advice would be to, one, maybe have some sort of support to like cover you for like those detail-oriented tasks that you may have a little bit of issue with. And two, understand that not everyone is slow. It's just it's that you are twice as fast, right?
Mm.
So manifesting generators usually experience a lot of frustration because they feel like everyone is being inefficient, not fast enough, what's taking so long, that type of thing. And they don't realize that it's just that they are twice as fast and not everyone has that capacity to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell you, these had a huge impact on my relationship.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Because I'm a generator, so I was always trying to keep up with him. And I mean, there was no way. He's someone with a lot of energy and very quick and very efficient with his time. I mean, he wakes up, he eats breakfast, he goes for a run, he comes back, he showers, he cleans, he does everything. And I'm like still just kind of like getting ready and like trying to get my coffee going. Well, tea, I don't. But mm-hmm. It is that type of energy. So I don't know, how is that resonating? How is that landing for you? How do you feel?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because one of the other assessments or whatever you want to call it that I work with is an Enneagram, and I'm a 9. Mm-hmm. And so I can see where like when I am in my energy, I get a lot done. I'm efficient, da da da. But then when I'm out of it, then it drags. So so I find that interesting because are there cycles to this? Like, or is it you're always on? Like, what does that look like throughout life, I guess?
There's a multi-layered question.
Yeah.
I'll explain.
Okay.
You have a 6 in your profile. So you, not everyone, but you have cycles in your life. Okay. So you had a cycle that was the first 30 years of your life, then 30 to 50 is a different cycle, and then from 50 until the end is a different cycle. Additionally, you have a defined emotional center. That means you have an emotional wave. So what does that look like? That may look like sometimes you wake up feeling very hopeful and excited and optimistic, and sometimes you wake up and you're simply just kind of like melancholic. You kind of need to take the day a little bit different. Everything may seem like more of a challenge. You feel like you need some time and space alone. So that's an emotional wave. In terms of making decisions, because you have that emotional authority, and that's the next aspect that we are going to cover of your chart, that emotional authority invites you to take the time to navigate that way until you find that point of clarity. So the invitation is to not take any sudden decisions, not make any sudden decisions, and really take your time to, I don't even want to say think about it, because the reality is you're not actually thinking about it. You're kind of like just letting it like simmer in the background, kind of like just let it be. And as you go through your wave, you will see the situation from like all the different, like all your range of emotions. And then you will get to a certain point where like you find your clarity, like you're like, I know what I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
People with emotional authority often have the experience of doing something spontaneous, something quick, and they didn't wait, and then they got into trouble. And they realized that when they take some time, and the recommendation is to quote unquote sleep on it, then they are able to find that place of clarity, and then they make align correct decisions for themselves. How was that?
That makes sense. Yeah, I feel like I am a thinker. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, I tend to think through a lot of things, but also maybe not as much as I could, because it's like, oh, I got to get to it. So that makes sense, mm-hmm. you know, before the inspiration vanishes or whatever. So
here's the thing. When it comes to making decisions, we're invited to like to not lean on the mind to make the decisions, especially you have an undefined head, like the top two triangles at the top, that's your crown and ajna. So you have the moment. That means you have this capacity to like really analyze and get ideas from everywhere, and then analyze every problem from every possible aspect. But what may end up happening is you're just overthinking and not taking action because you're paralyzed.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you literally don't think about it. You just kind of like feel into it. Okay. So you get a job offer. Instead of thinking of all the pros and cons and everything else, just kind of like you just kind of like tune into it, and you feel, is this exciting for me? Is this an opportunity that I feel excited? Like, do I feel my God telling me go for it? Am I being pulled towards it? Or is this something that is kind of like making me feel nauseous, my skin's crawling? I just kind of like don't want to do anything to do with it. So that's kind of what it's supposed to look like, instead of like thinking things through.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Is that okay, good.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, the mind used to play a very important role back in the day when we were like trying to survive and trying to find the most efficient way to like stay alive. But now we're here to have a purpose, to live fulfilling lives. And so the body has this. And everyone's is different. Yours happens to be emotional authority. There are 7 different types of authorities. So to tune into your emotions, tune into like your God, and really feel for it, get a feel for it before you make your decisions.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. 'Cause a lot of new things happening in my life. And so that's good information to have as I navigate the next things.
For sure. And obviously, because it's emotional authority, it will take time to process it. So this isn't obviously about like, okay, what am I going to have for breakfast? This mm-hmm. is for the more important decisions in your life. But it is important that you learn to embrace your emotional authority, your emotional wave, because there's so much wisdom there for you. And learn that, I mean, a lot of times people struggle with like, oh, I have to wait. Why do I have to wait for my emotional wave? Or is there anything I can do to fix my emotional wave? But the emotional wave is kind of like the cycles of the moon. It's kind of like happens. It's something that is very natural to you. There's nothing to do about it. You just need to like give yourself space to navigate it. And then trust that through that process, you will find the clarity you're looking for when it comes to making your decisions.
Mm-hmm. That's good. So
as I mentioned, that's another element. That's the other element we're going to cover today. We already covered energy type. which is manifesting generator for you, and authority, which is emotional for you. Do you have a question?
So if I wanted to dive deeper, what is the next thing? Just really getting a feel on what manifesting generators, like that piece of it, or just kind of, I don't know what I'm trying to ask. Like, how do I dig deeper into this? Do you think it's best to work one-on-one with somebody, or are there books that you recommend? Or
I have book recommendations. But as I mentioned, for me, the best way to get a hold of this information is through a reader, because the book will tell you, okay, manifesting generator is this, emotional authority is this, but it won't tell you the nuances of being a manifesting generator with emotional authority. How those two things combine. Mm-hmm. And so the next level, there's profile. Profile, which is it's very similar to almost like a personality. And then there's a definition of your energy centers. The ones are colored in, are kind of like each energy center has a specific theme to it. So the ones are colored in means you have consistent access to that type of energy. And then the ones who are not colored in is what we call undefined. Is represent the lessons you are here to learn. Additionally, where we have definition, we are operating as centers of energy. What's the right word for that? Yeah, sending our energy out. And then on the white energy centers, we're receiving that energy.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
So for example, someone who has their head defined and you're in their presence, you will be receiving the energy of those defined centers. So in the head and the crown, The crown and the ajna are the centers of doubt and questions and inspiration. And then the ajna is the center of answers and systems and ideas and opinions. So it's almost like you can read their mind.
Mm.
Because you can feel them. You can feel what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And with the undefined spleen, you can feel, like, for example, you can get a pretty good sense of whether someone's healthy or not, or like their state, the state of their well-being. And a lot of healers, a lot of people in like the health and wellness industry have this center undefined, because they're able to really tune in into how the other one is feeling, how the other one is doing from that perspective. That would be like the next level. And then the next level even would be to concentrate on your gates and channels, because those represent your gifts and talents and how you can serve others. And you have a lot of what we call individual circuitry. So someone who is here to be empowered and empower others by being you. And someone who's here to innovate and make things a little different for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, it's all fascinating, because I'm just really looking at the chart and there's so many elements to it that I see how it would be helpful to work with somebody one-on-one to understand it for yourself instead of sussing through all the other information.
Exactly. I can share, like, I have a full library of books.
Yeah.
But it is a matter of like, how do you tie everything together? And that does require some expertise.
Yeah.
That it's hard to find in the book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to get a reading from you and to work with you, you shared that you have your Instagram. Are there other offerings that you have that you'd like to share?
So at the moment, I am offering the basic foundational reading and also advanced reading, where we go more into like specific things that you may want to explore, relationships or career, business purpose. I offer parent and child readings, because I think it's important to keep in mind that mom and child need support, and the way they affect one another is important. And pretty soon I'm going to be launching a group program to really help guide people through discovering and really embodying their human design. I find a lot of times my clients, like, they come to the reading and I give them all this information and all the tools and everything else, but it can be a lot to just integrate all at once. It mm-hmm. takes a little bit of time and a little bit of guidance to really get there. So that's something that's probably going to be coming out in January, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, cool, cool. I appreciate you taking the time to introduce this to me and looking at a few of the elements on my chart so I can kind of process that and work with that for a while. But I really appreciate your time and the insights that you bring to people to live out their purpose and, you know, to make their relationships better and just feeling good in their body. So I think that's awesome work that you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thanks. I can't thank you enough for listening to these podcast episodes and supporting the work that I'm doing here. If you can think of anybody that could benefit from the conversation I just had, please go ahead and forward that to them. If you are on Apple Podcasts, a review would be much appreciated, or a follow on Spotify is how I can continue to get the word out about the work that I'm doing here. If you would like more support and encouragement throughout your week, you can find me on Instagram at A Creative Purpose. And I would also like to drop into your email box with some more insights and encouragement throughout your weeks. And you can do that at naomigeidel.com. Until next time, go serve the world as only you can.